31-17, the Rockets lead it going here the fourth period. Third and four here from the 42-yard line here for the Rockets. Big play for the Collins defense trying to stay in this one. And they just jumped in the neutral zone. That'll be a free 5 yards and a first down. So big play there with the offside. Collins jumped into the neutral zone. First and 10, Rocket, now at their own 47-yard line with the penalty. Motion from Dean. Turns. Fakes a handoff. Pitches it out to Dean. Dean trying to get down the left sideline. Makes a good move and will be tackled inside the 30-yard line. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't understand why we continue to take the quarterback on this triple option.
Like two guys took him that time. Tyler Drain doing a good job, though, running this offense. A little banged up.
Growing.
I don't think he's been back in since he went down on the sideline.
No.
He must not be too hurt because ain't nobody looking at him. Coach Shipley's coming over and talking to him.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line. Turns. Hands to Malik. He'll be tackled from behind by Jalen Stone.
But still drug him for 5 yards.
Yeah. Still drug him down to the 25. So you're right. Gain of 5 on first down.
I really don't know what's wrong with him. I'm trying to look.
The way he's walking, it's like a growing injury. They'll give him 4 there on first down into 25. Second and 6. Motion from Perry. Turns. Pitches it back to Perry. Perry gets away from the first tackle. Sam Harrod cleans things up along with Pookie Murphy. Go for maybe a loss of 1. Peyton Hawk did a good job to string the play out.
Yeah, I think Peyton's played well tonight from his defense and caught some few passes.
Really played both. Probably the best game I've seen him play this year.
I agree with you 100%.
So they'll give him no gain. He'll get him back to the 25, third and 6.
I think you could probably say J.R. same thing offensively. I think he's as plus I've seen him play. Big down here for the Rockets, and for the Rockets and the Titans. I'm sorry. You curious if they try to kick another field goal? Josh has already missed 2.
Trey Axline there playing defensive tackle here on this series, and Shelby County going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 10-13 to go here. 31-17, Rockets lead it. You're listening to the second round of the high school football playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Right looking to throw, got plenty of room to run with, and he'll have, I think, the first down. He's right at the mark, and they're going to give him definitely the mark for the first down down to the 18-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Rockets from there.
Once again, Tyler Drain just doing the, nothing special, just doing the smart thing, rolled out, didn't have nowhere to go.
First and 10 Rockets from the 18. Drain takes a snap, hands to Manica. Malik hurtling over a defender, still on the move with it, finally tackled about at the 10. Another 8-yard gain there on first down. But Colton Alvey checking in. He's going to check in for Leland Carwell. Second and 10 from the 10. Or second and 2 from the 10. This play will take us under the 9-minute mark. Motion from Dean. He'll turn. He's going to hand to Manica instead. Malik cuts off right tackle, makes a man miss. Dragging a guy, but finally tackled by Peyton Hawk at the 5-yard line.
Malik, man, he didn't score right there. Nice play by, as you mentioned, Peyton Hawk once again. It's hard to bring down. Malik going on one. Nice tackle.
Be first and goal for the Rockets here at the 5-yard line.
Shelby County looking to kind of put this game away around this drive right here.
Drain leads the offense back to the line. Manica directly behind him. Turns. He'll hand to Malik. Malik right into the line. Not much there. And may gain down. Looks like maybe to the 3. He'll be second and goal from there.
Malik, like I said earlier, just pounding and pounding. And these guys are getting tired of it.
More importantly, is Shelby County really eating up the time?
Yeah, you're right there, too.
This play here will take us under the 8-minute mark. Second and goal from the three. Motion from Dean from right to left, and Collins jumps offside. That'll be a half the distance penalty. So ball marked down in between the one and the two. Second and goal from there. Motion from Perry from left to right. He'll give to Manica. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, and ball's on the ground. Being fought for and going to be recovered by Peyton Hawk.
What in the world was Malik doing?
I'm not sure what Malik did. I almost thought he tried to turn and throw it to the guy behind him.
That's exactly what he did. It wasn't knocked loose. He turned and threw it to the guy behind him and kept Collins in the game.
And I tell you, you got to give hats off to Peyton Hawk. He's played extremely well here tonight.
He has. Who's down there? Is it?
Got a Collins player down here on the near sideline. And I'm not sure what in the world he's doing. More importantly, you're going to run the clock down to next to nothing.
I don't know what.
And he turned and pitched the ball back from the one-yard line, and they recovered it at the 18. But really, I mean, in all fairness there too, Scott, you had a one-on-one battle between Drain and Hawk for that ball. And
yeah.
That's Jalen Stone down. He's back up on his feet, making his way off. Seems like he's okay. 7.5 to go. Collins somehow, man, it was 9 lives here tonight.
I'm telling you.
It stayed alive. 7:30 to go. See if Collins tries to hit 1D. Brandon Davis is back in. See if they take a shot at him. He would really look gimpy on the sideline here. Press coverage. One-on-one on both sides of the field. JR takes a snap, trying to scramble, hit from behind, still on his feet, and will be finally cut down at the 16-yard line. Loss of 2.
Dalton never could get off the line of scrimmage right there. Brandon hit him in the, you know, I guess it was 5 yards,
yeah.
Illegal play, and it's really Dalton never got off the line of scrimmage. Now we got Dalton. They're looking at Dalton. Referee's called a, I don't know if he's bleed. I don't know. He's looking at something.
Must have blood or something on his leg, maybe. I don't know. It's out.
Big man put the cow on him.
He sure did out.
He said, you're out. You put the Calipari on him.
Yeah. Pookie Murphy going to check in here, looks like, for Maggard. I still haven't seen anybody attend to him on the sideline here. And they need to get him back on the field. Second and 12. Ball barked back at the 16-yard line now. Hand off to Roseberry. Nashawn up close to the 25. Giving forward progress up to the 26. Gain of 10. He's just a couple yards short here, the first down. More importantly, clock down to 6:45. Collins two scores down. Really got to speed things up here. Maggard still has not checked back in. Third and 2. Lucas takes a snap. Going to run with it. Up to the 30. Spin, and we got a flag on the backside. And it's going to be a hold on Collins. I think that one's going on Kyle Goss, I do believe. Broken play from the start from Collins, and JR just kind of made something out of nothing.
It almost looked like it was just a straight run.
Yeah.
But
so back them up instead of third and 2. It's going to be third and 12. Collins had the ball now for a minute and a half and really has moved no positive yards.
That's right.
Negative. All right. Third and 12. JR, 5 wide set, all on the backfield. Takes a snap. Plenty of time. Going to try to run with it. Nothing there. And will be hit at the 20-yard line, and he's going to be 8 yards short of the first down.
You got to throw the football.
There's got to be more patient. He had plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line done a great job pass protecting tonight. We'll see if they elect to play back here on this fourth down play or if Shelby County comes after them.
Probably.
Thank you, Confucius.
Captain Obvious down there.
5:18 to go. Fourth and 8. Here for the Titans. Lucas, 5 wide set. Dropping back. Plenty of time. Across the middle of the field and just a bad throw. Had Maggard for the first down to 35-yard line, and it was just underthrown. And turn it over on down. More than likely, barring
a turnover. Unless Malik tries to throw the ball back once again.
So 31-17. Rockets continue to lead it. 5:06 to go in it. Snap back, pitches it out, pitches it to Perry, and Perry is pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line, gain of 2. Got a Collins player cramping on the sideline. It might be Hawk. 4:59 to go. I'm sure Coach Shipley would probably tell his backs he'd rather for those guys to stay in bounds.
I would think so.
Stopping the clock with Peyton Hawk down on the side here. stretching him out with an apparent cramp.
I mean, if you just no turnover, I think Shelby County, where they are in good shape. They're not.
Yeah. Peyton Hawk now up, gingerly walking across the field. Jacob Phillips going to check in for him. Hawk has played by far his best game of the year tonight on both sides of the ball.
Oh, I agree. He really gave a great effort tonight.
It'll be second and eight when Hawk makes it off the sideline. So back to the line of scrimmage, second and eight. Motion from Perry from right to left. He's going to hand to Manica. Malik's nice spin move. Gets past the Ethan. We'll take it to the end zone. Touchdown on a rocket.
Went right around Eads and then broke out of a tackle from Stucker. Stucker was trying to go strip the ball, and you came a hard time doing that when Malik.
But he made a heck of a move on Nick Eads. Nick had him, like, squared up. He just spun right off of him. Took the final 10 yards for the touchdown. Edwards on here for the extra point attempt. 4:53 to go. Extra point is good. 38-17. Rockets lead it. You're listening to the second round of the 4A High School Playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Your ability to put in long, productive days can be limited by the equipment you have to work with. While you're out working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges and maximize your opportunities. Case IH can help you be ready. See your local Case IH dealer in Shelbyville, Jacoby Sales, or visit Case IH. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Edwards set to kick it off. 4:53 still to go in this one. And he's going to kick it deep. Going to be taken by Roseberry just short of the goal line. Nashon right up through the middle of the field. Trying to get to the outside, which he does up near the 40.
Oh.
And he's hit out of bounds there.
Big collision over Joey Carreras, the freshman. Man, laid a hit over there. He's a kid that's going to be He's a really good running back that's a freshman.
So first and 10, Collins from the 38. Collins really going to have to play hurry up and maybe get two onside kicks to have any chance. All that in 4:44.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There's a chance. That's like a commercial. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yep. Why not us?
Lucas takes a snap. Being pressured. He's going to have to get rid of it, and he'll take the sack and pushed out of bounds. Well, actually, tackle before he got out of bounds. Sorto with the chased him down. Go for a 2-yard loss back to the 36, but more importantly, clock continues to roll. 4 receiver set. 1 back in the backfield here. Roseberry to the right of Lucas. JR takes a snap, dropping straight back. Being pressured by Sorto again. Going to throw it up and complete to Roseberry just short of the first down, then fell down as he caught it. And you mentioned earlier, Scott, Roseberry's getting out of the into the flat, wide open.
Yeah, that's a nice play right
but
there.
But you just can't get him the ball. And
yeah, and looking at him running, yeah.
3rd and 1. 3:30 to go here. Collins down 3 scores. Turns, hands to Roseberry. Nashon cuts it back in the middle of the field to 45, still on its feet to the 40, and tackled at the 37-yard line.
Now, Nashon ran the ball well the first couple of plays. I thought they kind of went away from him. You know, they found something a little bit in the passing game, but now Nashon, of course, Shelby County's playing a little bit of a prevent-type defense.
Got a Shelby County guy down here on the sideline. I think that's the guy who delivered the hit.
Devontae Chandler, yeah. He came up and a little bit of a shoulder.
Yeah. Complaining about his left shoulder really looks to be in some pain. Let's take a quick break here. 38-17, Rockets lead it. You're listening to second round of the high school playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
Ah, a dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zaxby's sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion,
oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday,
we're working through the weekend!
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville under Ryan's WXLN programming.
Luke is in the shotgun, first and 10 from the 37-yard line. JR dropping straight back, now steps up in the pocket. JR spins off a tackler and will be chased down by Malik Manica. Go for about a 5-yard gain.
27 back in the game, so that's good news for the Rockets going forward.
2:44 to go in this one.
I think he's one of their better cover corner. I know I talked to OG doing the radio show a couple weeks ago, and he talked about a guy who thinks he can cover Dez Bryant. Which I guess is, again, a cornerback, you want that, though.
Lucas stays in the shotgun. Second and 5. JR drops back, middle of the field, hits Roseberry. Roseberry down and pulled down from behind at the 25. It'll be a first down. Once again, Malik Manica with another tackle. First and 10 from the 25. JR rolls to his right. Still looking. He's got Siler wide open down in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Siler, no one within 10 yards when JR threw the ball to him. Delivered a touchdown.
You mentioned it earlier off the air. Shelby County moving forward, if they hang on here to win, they're going to have to shore up his pass defense because Collins has got guys open all over the field.
Yeah. Noah Bruner on for the extra point. Kick is good. 1:56 to go in this one. 38-24, Rockets lead it. You're listening to the State 4A Playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Serving the area for over 20 years, Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. The phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville would like to take this time to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Perry's Auto Sales under WXLN programming.
38-24. Rockets lead it. Collins setting up, I'm sure, for another onside kick. We've seen them recover one of these here tonight. And Bruner's going to kick it, and they hit it too early. Collins hit it. I think it was recovered by Shelby anyway, number 20.
Justice Powers
recovered it anyway, but it was hit before it got past to the midfield mark. And that's where I think they'll bring the ball back to where it was touched, right? So they'll say the ball was touched. It looks like at the 48-yard line, and that's where Shelby County will
take over.
Collins still with 3 timeouts. Drain leads the offense back out to the line of scrimmage. Motion from Dean. Turns, he'll hand to Manica. Manica hit at the behind the line by Jalen Stone. This will go for a 1-yard loss. Timeout Titans. Back to the 49.
Sucker's crazy. Just watch him out there, man. Haven't really called Zach Sucker's name a lot tonight.
So you got 2 timeouts to go. I mean, you got a really good spot out of that. And 38-24. Collins still with 2 timeouts remaining. Only 1:48 to go. See if Shelby County is content to give the ball to Malik. Or they risk the option here. They're going to hand to Michael Perry. Michael is once again hit by Jalen Stone. Can't get him to the ground. Dragging the guy forward down to the 43-yard line. Jalen hit him at the line of scrimmage. Just couldn't get him to the ground. Second timeout here for Collins. This will bring up 3rd and 5. Coach Lucas not happy they ran about 10 seconds off after trying to call timeout. They'll bring up 3rd and 5. So, yeah, one more chance here to try to make things interesting. Scott, if you can cause them to maybe to punt. I don't know. You think they will punt? I don't know. You might just go for it here.
You
got 3rd and 5. 138, and they got 13.8 seconds.
Two timeouts left. They only got one.
They got one, right.
I would punt it. I wouldn't want to give Collins the ball.
And it could be premature, though. They could run this one for a first down. That's right. Trying to reset the clock here. There we go. 138 on the clock. Third and five. Tight formation here for the Rockets. So trying to draw them off. They didn't bite on it this time. Barry had went in motion. Now he stops. They're like, we'll try to get a reset here. Drain takes it. And we'll hand to Manica. He's hit at the line of scrimmage by Jalen Stone. No gain. Bring up fourth and five. So now we'll see what the Rockets plan on doing. 1:33 to go. 38-24, Rockets lead it. Collins now out of timeout. So regardless, when they get the football, it'll have to be hurry up. I don't think Collins is what kicked the ball off his hand, right? They've onsided to start.
Oh, yeah, they onsided
every time. To start the third quarter, recovered that one, and then have onsided every kick since then. They've not recovered any more since that time, but really been fairly evenly played second half for the most
part.
Perry
got a punt here? Looks like it.
Michael Perry back. Looks like he is going to punt this away.
Nobody deep for, I guess, yeah. Pookie's going back.
Yeah, Pookie Murphy kind of jogging back.
I'm sure they're going to probably play this. Well, now Tyler Drain's coming back on the field. I don't know what's going on. We got guys all over the place.
Shelby County, let's take a quick break as well. 1:33 to go in this one, 38-24 Rockets. You're listening to high school football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Your 24-hour Christmas music station, Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN LP Shelbyville.
Michael Perry punts it away, punts it almost directly out of bounds down at the 25-yard line. So that'll go as a less than a 20-yard punt. Not much time. To 1:28, Collins out of timeout.
Surely Shelby County's not going to let anybody get behind them here.
Shelby County playing more of a prevent defense here. Got a couple players 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Most they've been all night. JR rolls to his right. Still rolling. Going to heave it deep down the middle of the field looking for Connor White. And ball is incomplete, and a flag roughing the quarterback. That'll be a 15-yard penalty.
I'm telling you right now, Zach Stucker just destroyed Devin Matea
on the jump ball.
He was down here on his jump ball.
And like, Matea is slow.
He's like, man, why do I got to guard him? This guy's crazy. I tell you what, Shelby County's done everything they can to keep Collins in
sure
this game.
Have.
You know, Malik throwing the ball from the one-yard line backwards, now a personal foul, which, I mean, that happens. I understand that, but
Coach Shipley questioned the officials about an illegal man downfield.
That probably happened, too, because
as long as that play took the hell up, I'm sure it did.
Oh, shoot. I tell you what, I'm just going to watch Tucker on this one. You can call it. I'm going to see if he's going to try to kill somebody out here. My man.
All right. Lucas takes a snap. Screen pass out to Roseberry. Nashawn drops it.
Looks like me. Everybody was behind him. I guess not.
Probably a good thing. Honestly, they were incomplete.
Yeah, it was very good. I thought, honestly, I thought it was backwards. I thought they were going to throw it. He was going to throw it. That makes sense.
Yeah. 1:14 to go in this one. 38-24 Rockets lead it.
I don't like that play because you almost got to throw it beyond the first down marker or you're in trouble.
Yeah. Second and 10.
There must not be any rule about breaking the huddle with 12 because they just did it again.
JR drops back. Going to roll to his left. And we'll throw it complete up to Siler, but he goes down. Clock will continue to roll. Not sure why he threw the ball away from the official. They need to hurry and get to the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to roll, now under 1 minute. 50 seconds to go. Highland still slow to get to the line of scrimmage.
Do they know how to score twice?
45 seconds to go. Lucas takes a snap, rolls to his right. Got plenty of time here. Going to throw it deep down the middle of the field. Intercepted by Michael Perry, and he's tackled there by Zach Stucker, and that'll do it. So 35 seconds to go. All it'll take is for Shelby County to take a knee, and that'll do it here. 38-24, Rockets will win it by that score, barring something unforeseen on this final snap. Drain under center for the first time tonight.
Radcliffe
will take a knee. And that'll do it. So Collins puts up a lot better fight than we saw here several weeks ago, but Shelby County still proves to be just too good. And they win it here 38-24 to advance on to, I guess, the state quarterfinals next week down in John Hardin in a battle of top 10 teams. Rockets win it. You're listening to the second round of the high school football playoffs here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Rockets football coverage on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com has been proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Stand by. The post-game show is next on the home of the Rockets, Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.